talking about over here, what is this price talking about? Kagoin diasoi isha mikara. That no, first the lady came first. Trashi, bochim askinan diktoni. That eidecho doimen itzmas. If an eidecho first said yes, they had znus. Ushnayimoyim rimnoin itzmas, then two eidim come and says no, they didn't have znus. Paisa shaisa, that she does drink, would be two eidim. Viakim the bapsuli eidis. There's no difference whether it happened at the same time or one after another. You said Krem Nechemia. The Chiddush is one after another. Because if it's Vavasachas, Maholachacha Rav Deis Ika, Vachad Vachanami Yosei Shoisa. If it's the same time, we said clearly, then one cancels out the other one. There is no suffix. Halabacha Yaskinan, the Hudi Yosei Mikoro, the Yomen Nitzmas Ishehevi. What we're talking about over here is the first aid that said by the Saita she had znus was an Isha. Hilkach, afilu b'zeach hazeh osu trei mevatilo. Whereas an Isha is like not a kosher aid. An Isha can't be an aid. So therefore you never have the halacha of an Isha kablaib like two aidim. Therefore the halacha is, even though here when we believe in aid echod, you believe in Isha, but an Isha is not neman like two. So therefore if the Isha said first, and then two said opposite, then we will go bosa the Rav Deis. Samar says, V'tir tzul Rav Nechemya hochi. You answer Rav Nechemya like this. Zawad, Rav Nechemya ima komokim shemino toirei dechod holoch acha Rav Deis. Whenever the Torah is said to believe in Eidechod, you go bosa the majority of the people there. And therefore we say, V'yosu shtei noshim, if there are two ladies, V'isha achas, if it's a question of ladies saying the Isa, saying the Eidus, it's like two men connected one. That's only with ladies. So you go, boss, two ladies have a mile of two against one. In other words, when we're talking about Sulei Eidus, then Rav Nechemya says, you go, boss, a Roiv Deis, the majority of the people there. Avol Shtei Noshim V'Yishechot. When you have two ladies going against one man, then I'll tell you, Ki Palga Palga Dami. It's like 50-50. It's like Palga Palga. Trash is Kaloima. Ki chad v'chad is like one against one. Vi b'vasach asok, also if they came together, ketril about the trade, we cancel out. Vi b'zach azeh, v'hu di aminu teru akodam, v'yosab reishe, v'le kishnayim. And if it's one after another, then the first pair that come first is leave like two, v'hana kichad, and the other one's like one, and therefore v'yein divrein b'm koimai. The second aid, this is not nemon. V'heichod dishtayim a'meres netamas. Let's say two ishes said, they saw she had znus. Then she would drink. They're like one against one. When you have two ladies against one man, that lies like a suffix. That the first one that came was Apostle Adas. Since the first one was Apostle Adas, there we do not say it's Arei Ekishnayim. Now, V'tatib B'suli Adas Lomeli. Why do we have to have two cases then, that you go bust the Rav Deis because the people were psuliatis? So Mar says like this, Mother time I would have thought to say, Ki azlin and bust the Rav Deis. When does a Nechemya say that by psuliatis, like by Nisha, you listen to the majority of them? When do I say that? Lechumra, maybe that's only Lechumra, Rashi says Tishta. If they said that she did not have this nus, in order to make her drink the Mea Marim, then we will believe them. Avalakula. But to believe her, that say that she had znus, not to let her drink the me'amorim, lo yazlinen, maybe then we would not go bust the Rav Deis by psulei Abis. And Rav, like Rashi says, v'heichot ishtayim ameres netamas, v'yechot oim aloim netamas, kivun dika achosha kolduhu, neim uki yahai labahadi hanach, v'uki milsa asofik, v'tishta, that maybe l'kula, I do not say this chiddush should go bust the Rav Deis, but rather, since we're talking about psuliatis, it's all considered like an eidechodami. So even if you have two noshim first saying, we saw the way they had znus, and then one eidechod comes and says, no, they did not have znus, I would have thought to say, one cancels out the other one. Because these first two noshim that came, they're psuliatis. They never get achshivis, maybe lakula, more than one. So therefore, maybe she should drink the me'amorim. Kamash melon, that's the chiddush, you know. That's what Nechemya says, that psuliatis. Halacha is taki, you go bust the Rav Deis, you go bust the majority of the Noshim, that's even Lakula. Therefore, if you have two ladies saying they saw the way they had Znus, and then one lady later says, no, they did not have Znus together, we taki believe the first two Adim, the first two Noshim, and therefore Halacha is, we nemon as if she did have this nus, and therefore she does not drink the mehamar. So that's what Nechemia's chiddush, that by psuli edus, then you go both the rave days. So we're coming out, no steer with Ulu though. That the Ulu said the klal is that komokem sheminu eidechod, harekan kishnayim, whenever the Torah believes one eidechod, believe him like two, that's only by kosher eidechod. If an eidechod came first by Saita, that was kosher and said, we saw the way they had nus, then we believe this eidechod is like two eidim amish, and then nobody could go against him. But where the Eidus are psula Eidus, even though they're believed here by Saita, there's no Chiddush though to say, Erehen Kishnayim. V'hadron Alecho Amisha Kino. Mishnah says like this, Eilu Nemorim B'chol Loshon. These are things that we're allowed to say in any Loshon, any language. You don't bedafka have to say it in Loshon HaKodesh, even though it's preferable to say it in Loshon HaKodesh, but Yoytzim Nod L'Shoynes also. Pasha Saita, like Rashi says, Masha Kohen Oimelo, what the Kohen says to the Saita. For Lo Yarmina, we don't say Tzarech Lema B'loshon HaKodesh, Kedero Shenichtav, the way it's written in the Torah. But rather we say, she could say it any Loshon she wants. Hu Adin Vidu Maitse, the Mishnah says, so Rashi says it means B'shona HaShlishis, in the third year, that you say the Pasuk of B'yarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, Shemoitzi Kol Maisroisu Mevarim Mibesoi, and you say all the things that you did it the right way, so these things are also Nemon B'chol Loshon. You don't have to say it after Loshon HaKodesh, say it in any language you want. Kriyashma, the mitzvahs of Kriyashma, the Boik of Erev, you can say it B'chol Loshon. Or Tzfilu Adin Shemon Esrei, you can say it in any language. Or Virchas HaMozen, benching, or Shavuos Eidus, that is the Shavuos of Eidus, to make you swear you don't know the Eidus, or Shavuos HaPikodin. If you're denying, you don't have the Bikodin, and the Baal of Bikodin wants you to swear, so you're allowed to swear in any language you want. And Yechai, you have a carbon oil of a yerid in these in Yonim. Now, V'yelu ne'morim b'loshon HaKodesh. But some of these next parashas are only said, you're only yotz in Loshon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim. When you bring Bikurim to the Koyin, like Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Shoyikori, you have to say the Pasuk ne'ram yevidovi, at soif kol ha'parasha. So that's Badafka, we'll see in the Gemara why these things are Badafka in Lashon HaKodesh. The Chalitza, that she has to say, Miyein Yivomi, Hevu Oima Lechafatzi Lekachto, that's also Badafka, these Psukim in Lashon HaKodesh. Bir Brocha Suklolis, that was said on Hagrizim and Harevel, that was Badafka said in Lashon HaKodesh. Birchas Kahanim, when a Kohen benches, Duchin, Sias Kafayim, is Badafka in Lashon HaKodesh. Or Birchas Kohen Godol, Rashi says, B'yoyim HaKippurim, Acher Avodah Sayem Shlefnai Lefnim, Hoyekor Bateres Apashim Uborach Shemoin Brochas Before Shem Malasisin. The Kohen God used to make special brochas on Yom Kippur, so those brochas were bedafka said in Lashon HaKodesh. Or Pashas HaMelech, that's a mitzvah's hakel, that the Melech read the psukim, that was only Lashon HaKodesh. Or Pashas Egla Rufa, that the Ziknei Bezna have to say, Yodeinu Loshovcho, Chaplam Choyishoel, those psukim are dafka Lashon HaKodesh. Or Meshuach Muchama, Vishor Shemedaber Elom, that when he goes out to the Muchama, he gives them Chizuk, so he has to say Sarim Sukim, the Abdavka in Loshon HaKodesh. Now, Mikra Bikurim Ketzad, what are the Sukim that you have to say by Bikurim that's Likuba to say in Loshon HaKodesh? The Pasuk says, V'yoniso V'yamat Lefnei Hashem Lekecho, V'lalanu V'yameh V'yonu V'alavim V'yomru, that Levium answered back and said, so Rashi said that's by the Brochos and the Klolos of Hagrizim. And we'll soon see how we know that has to be B'loshon HaKodesh. But I call upon him in Loshon HaBikurim, it says, V'yonisa V'yomarta. And by the Pasha of the Brochas of Hagarizm, it also says, V'yonu Alevim. So it meant is Zereshova, Ma Lahalam B'loshon HaKodesh. Just like by the Brochas of Hagarizm and Arevo, Vadafka said in Loshon HaKodesh, his Avkan B'loshon HaKodesh. The same thing, the Tzukim of Aram Yevid Ovid that you say when you bring your Bikurim, is Dafka B'loshon HaKodesh. Chalitza, how do we know Ketzad? She has to answer and say the Yavama. Well, the Halal Nuwayma, this other pasuk says by the Brochas and the Klolois, V'yonu Halavim V'yomru. So it meant it's Gereshova, Onu and V'yonsa. Ma Lahalam B'loshon HaKodesh, Avkan B'loshon HaKodesh. That mitzvah Chalitza is also B'davka B'loshon HaKodesh. V'yab Yudu Wayma, no, the pasuk says, V'yonsa V'yomru Kocho. Achetiyama B'loshon HaZer. Kocho Mashma, this is the way you have to say it B'davka this way. So in the parasha of Chalitza, it says Kocho, means she has to say these psukim bedafka in Loshon HaKodesh. Brochos uklolos ketzal, like how do we know how to work the brochos and the klolos that were said about Hagrizim and Arevo? Ketzad, kivon shavru yisola seyardin. When Klal Yisrael went over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, Ubo El HaGrizim came to HaGrizim Pi El HaRevel Sheb Shomron Shebetzar Yeshchem Shebetzar Shchem is on the side of Shchem Shebetzar Elonim Amri is the other side opposite Elonim Amri Shenem the Pasuk says Eloheima Beivro Yarden the other side of the Yarden Olahal Noeime Vayavar Avron Beyeretz Ad Mekoyim Shchem Ad Elonim Amri. So Ma Elonim Moirai Moirai Ho'ema Lahal Ed Shchem means Shchem is Af Elon Moira. Ho'oma Khan is also Shchem. It's also in the parish by the place of Shchem. Rashi says Shoshem means Eitzel Shoshem. Yeah. Now, what happened over there? Olul Rosh HaGrizim. Shisha Shvatim Olul Rosh HaGrizim. Six Shvatim went on top of HaGrizim. Veshisha Shvatim Olul Rosh HaRevel. Vahakohanim Vehalavim Vahoron Oimdim Lamata. Not all the Levim, because Levim is one of the Shvatim, but some, the Zekanim, the old Levim, they stayed on the bottom in between with the Oron HaKodesh. Now, B'yemtza Kahanim, Akifin, Esoron, V'Halevim, Esekanim. The Kahanim were first to circle around the Oron HaKodesh, and then Levim went around the Kahanim. The Ziknei Levim. V'chol Yisrael Mikan Mikan. Here for Klai Yisrael on the right side, and Hagarizim on the other side. So Rashi says, Lamata means B'yemtza Ben Shnei Horim, Mikan Mikan Lohorim. Yeah. Right. Shenem the pasuk says, "V'chol Yisrael v'zakeino v'shoytrov v'shoyftov oimdim mizeh u'mizeh liyorim." Mashma, everybody was there around the yorim. Now, hofchu pneim kal klafei hagrizim. They turned their faces towards hagrizim. U'poschu b'baruch the bracha. They start off with the brachas. Baruch ish asher lo yaseh pesel masecha. The brachas, the person doesn't make an avodah zara. V'yelu v'yelu oinu amin. Both answered amin. Then hofchu pneim kalfei har evil. Then the Levim and the Kahanim turned towards har evil. Uposlu b'klola. Then they said a klola. Oru ish asher yaseh pesel masecha. Cursed is the person that makes the avodah zara. And v'yelu v'yelu amen amen oinin amen. They both talk answered amen. V'yelu amen amen. At Shigomrun brachas the klolos, so they finished off the brachas and the klolos. The achakach after this haviyu es havonim. Then they brought the stones. Drashi kidechsev of an isa shom mizbech v'chasavta leim as kol divri atera zayis berhetiv. So they took these stones that they built the mizbech with and they wrote on it the kol atera. Uvonu es hamizbech v'sadu b'sid and they made it with lime. The chosu olav is called divrei Torah b'shivim loshin. They wrote mamish the whole Torah there with 70 languages. Hello, how could you write so much on stones? But that's what they did. They wrote mamish in 70 different languages the whole Torah. Shenem the pasuk says bear hatef. It was explained very well. Then v'notlu es avonim. They took these stones. So Rashi sosu es hamizbech. They broke down the mizbech liyachar shelu oilus. First they used this mizbech. They brought kabonas then. They brought carbon oil of Ishlamim Kirasiv Elisa Olav Oila. That they brought a carbon oil on it. So after they used the Mizbeach, then they were Saisa, they took it down. They took these stones, the Notlu Esavonim, Ubo Vilonu Bim Kaimam. And they put it down Bim Kaimam, Rashi says, the Gilgal, the Shom.